Welcome to Soul Candy, the candy for your soul. And today I'm going to be reviewing slash reading a little bit of a great book, How to Be Your Own Genie by Radley Valentine. So I highly, highly recommend this book to anyone who is wanting to contact guardian angels and manifest anything. It is an absolutely great book, and I'm going to be reading a little bit of it today. So let's also start off with a little reminder. So if you're listening to this on Anchor or any other platform, I just want to remind you about a favorite button. I don't think a whole lot of people know about this, so I'm just gonna state it. So if you click on the favorite button, it's a star, or you can just click favorite. But anyways, it allows you to get notifications on when I post my podcasts, so you guys can continue to learn, and we can continue to learn together and grow spiritually together. So before we jump into the book, let's start off with our crystal of the day, or week. No, crystal of the day, since we're doing two podcasts a week. So this is celestite, and celestite is a very angelic crystal, and it's fitting for today because this is a book, and it has to do a lot of with angels. It has to do with angels a lot. So I really like this stone. It's very nice, it's soothing, and it's a very wise stone. Like if a stone was an old soul, it's this stone. So celestite, meaning and healing properties. Just by gazing upon its heavenly color, the celestite crystal inspires deep relaxation by restoring your natural state of joy. Keep a stone in your bedroom and bring tranquility, harmony into your space. The perfect medicine for a restful sleep. Before you close your eyes at night, hold the celestite crystal in your hand and let it give you the wisdom and strength to allow your dreams to outweigh your fears and your actions be louder than your words. The day might be over, what's done is done, but the gentle and soothing celestite crystal meaning reminds us that each day brings new opportunities to shoot for the stars. Remember, the stars can't twinkle without the darkness, but the sun will always rise, giving way to a renewed hope for tomorrow. Celestite gives us a healthy perspective on life, allowing us to see our problems as guidelines instead of stop signs. Also, some properties of this crystal are the high vibrations of the celestite crystal healing properties stimulate and support the throat, third eye, and crown chakras, making it an excellent stone for overall spiritual detox. In meditation, celestite helps ease the transition into a peaceful state of awareness, which can be challenging for a troubled mind amped up with conflict and frustration. Also, if you want to connect with angel energies, this is an amazing stone for that. So, yeah. So, I think I'm gonna jump straight into this book. So, let's see here. At the beginning of the book, he talks about the ego in a different way than I've talked about it before. So, a different way than I've talked about the ego in the past. So, I think there seriously needs to be like a dictionary for this stuff. Like, there should be a set definition for the ego. Like, my definition for the ego would be, the programs that control your body, or stuff like that. But his definition of the ego is more, it's more of the, like, shadowy part of you, like, just what's like it's bullying. It's like his definition is like the thought in your head, like when you're trying to do something. His definition of the ego is like, oh, I can't do it. So that's his definition of the ego, but my definition's a little different. So there has to be a word for each of these. So that if any authors are out there listening to this, we need a set definition of the ego. Because it's the definitions just always vary. And I'm actually writing a bunch of meditations, and I'm trying to write 100 and then possibly compile them into a book. So one of the meditations that I've written so far involves walking down a path to a building, and you're visualizing all this baggage on you, and that baggage is everything that is you, essentially, the ego. And then you're taking off this baggage, taking off the ego, and just letting go for a second of the ego. And then you walk into this building, and you look at life without any of the ego there. And then you see what's there, and then you pick your baggage up and put it back on. But you can leave some of the baggage that you don't want there anymore. So I think that this definition of the ego is like the parts of the ego or your baggage that you would leave behind. And I watched this short film on Gaia about baggage. It's like, I'll put that in the description of this. I'll also put my homepage on Anchor in the description of this, so you guys can check out all of my podcasts. But it's a great short film, and I highly recommend that you watch it. And it's about, you're basically at this airport DMV looking sort of thing, and then once you're there, you can check your baggage, like bad experiences. And then this one guy's there, and he wants to reclaim his baggage. So in this, and they won't let him, and then he's sad, and then he inspires this other person to not check their baggage because it's an experience, and experiences are good. So when you leave the baggage behind in this meditation, I'm building in that it'll always be there for you, and you can always pick it up when you want it, if you ever choose to want it again. So you can just go back in that little meditation and just put it back on. And then you come out of the meditation refreshed. I've also done some other meditations that I've written. Okay, so let's do it. I'm gonna read just a small portion of chapter 5, Your Magical Helpers. You're gonna need help to uncover and begin your magical life. Heaven, or the universe, will send a mentor or teacher your way when you need one, whether you ask or not. I've been blessed throughout my life, and I've had several such teachers. In my first job as an accountant, I had an amazing mentor. When she taught me about accounting, was great. When she taught me, accounting was greatly overshadowed by what she taught me about professionalism, maturity, and how you treat people. While I had other mentors in my accounting career, none had ever had the impact on me that she had. When I left accounting for the first time, I started feeding the little bookworm inside me even more and more I had in the past. Spiritual authors and lecturers grabbed my attention, and their teachers woke me up. I started to see the magical life I wanted. I realized that I wanted what they were living, the life of a spiritual teacher. In 2003, someone suggested that I take the Angel Therapy Practitioner ATP course, taught by Doreen Virtue. Curiously, as much as I was head over heels into angels, I had never heard of her, but I was instantly fascinated by her work. When I called to register for the ATP course, the person on the phone explained, "Wow, you must really be meant to be in this class." He told me that the course had been sold out for months, but someone had canceled and opened up a spot for me just minutes before I called. I arrive on the first morning of ATP classes, both excited and nervous. Doreen came out before the event and started and moved through rows of chairs to personally greet everyone. When she made it to me, she took my hand and said, "Hi, I'm Doreen." and suddenly stopped mid-sentence and just stared at me. Still holding my hand, smiling, then she repeated, "Hi, I'm Doreen. Who are you?" Oh. Have you ever had an experience when you meet someone for the first time but feel as though you've known them before? That's exactly what I was experiencing with Doreen. It was a past life moment for sure. The ATP course was 5.5 days of sheer absolute bliss. I went on to have one of the most life-changing experiences of my life at ATP. My skills as a reader were taken to the next level! Exclamation point. ATP opened my eyes to aspects of spirituality that I had been blind to before taking the course. My interactions with Joshua, that's his guardian angel, by the way. So, verdade. Come on. Sheer absolute bliss. My interactions with Joshua and especially the archangels increased dramatically afterward. I followed up the course with many more classes with Doreen, then began working with her as a staff member at her events. She quickly became my mentor, my sister, and my friend. I know in my heart that our relationship is so close and easy because she's been my mentor for many lifetimes. Nearly everything I know about angels learned from the angel lady, Doreen. Her path as a teacher and mentor has continued to grow and reach many other students. She became a born-again Christian in early 2017 after having a deeply moving Jesus experience. And her work with angels also began to shift at that point. Also, I just want to say, you don't have to be a Christian to get into this stuff. Like, Christianity is just it's a box of understanding, and you don't limit yourself to just one box of understandings. There's so many out there, like Taoism and Buddhism and Hinduism and Judaism and Muslim and all of that stuff. So even if you're not a Christian, like if you're a Buddhist, this is a great book for you. If you're a Hindu, great book for you. Yeah, so you don't have to be Christian in order to do this, and you don't have to follow Jesus in order to do this. And also, Radley, the author, talks about reincarnation in the book, too. So, yeah, I think his version of Christianity is a very wide-open, accepting, kind of a mix of all of them. I think he's a mix of all religions. It's a great book. Your earthly mentors aren't the only ones who will be assisting you in reaching your magical life. Heaven will also send magical helpers, angels, or the universe. So the next little part is angel public relations, and I think I'm going to stop there. So let's talk about this book for a little bit. So I know the author, which is awesome, and he's very nice, and this is exactly how he talks in real life, so that's great. But this isn't just like a prejudice from because I know him and I like him and he's nice, but it's genuinely a great book. Like, seriously, this is a good book, and it's not a prejudice. Like, I'm not just saying this because I know him. This is a genuinely good book, and I highly recommend it to anyone. But yeah, go pick that up. Some constructive criticism for this is maybe like, maybe include more meditations or something like that. But also, what would be really cool is if prayers and meditations, if there was like some formula to change prayers into meditations, because I meditate opposed to praying usually, and if there was some sort of thing. I know this wife and husband made a prayer into a meditation, and then they wrote about it in their book. And I think they also came up with another meditation called Heart Dances. I don't actually have that book, but I am going to look for that book. And that could be one for next Friday. Who knows? But that would be so cool if there was like some algorithm. Yeah, I think it would be also cool to have like an archangel or an angel, guardian angel meditation in there. I think I might make a meditation for that. And then, yeah, next week or on Monday, in fact, I think I might read my meditation that I made for either the higher self or the one with the baggage. So that is great. I recommend this book to anyone that is exploring spirituality and likes angels. Also, I got his Angel Answers Oracle cards that he collaborated with Doreen Virtue, who he mentioned in the book, with to make. And I've never actually had Oracle cards before. And I love Oracle cards. Oracle cards are awesome. Tarot and Oracle cards. I've had Tarot cards for a while, but I've never had Oracle cards. And I love Oracle cards. Oracle cards are the best. Yeah, great for getting answers. So thank you guys for listening. Make sure to turn on notifications or subscribe to this podcast or favorite this podcast so you can get the notification when new podcasts come out, so we can continue to grow spiritually together. Thank you.